Good evening. This is Elaine, Ireland, and we're going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet, and I have some new phone numbers for you. So get a pencil and a piece of paper, and I'll get those to you in a minute. We don't have a guest tonight, but we are going to talk tarot, since that's my favorite thing in the whole wide world, and some other odds and ends. For those of you that have pencil and a piece of paper, we now have a worldwide number. Worldwide number that is separate from U.S. and Canada. They now share the same phone number. So let me give you the worldwide number. It's 877-489-6365. That's 877-489-6350. And the U.S., the United States, and Canada can now call the same number, the one that I like so much with all the eights in it, 1-888-288-4494. 1-888-288-4494. And checking on my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, you can access the chat room. The chat room is back. It's a free chat room. It says you need a password, but you really don't. You just sign in however you want to sign in, whatever name you want to use. The chat room is on Central Standard Time from 7 until 8:30. Again, it's free, but you have to go through the website to sign on. And it's exactly what it says it is. We can talk about a variety of things and mini readings. You just don't hear my voice. It's all, sometimes it gets crazy because y'all have anywhere from one person on with me to 15 or 20, and I'm trying to answer all these questions. But join us, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, chat room, that's Central Standard Time, 7 to 8:30. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit. We're on 30 minutes or thereabouts, a little earlier than usual. So I hope some of my regular listeners have gotten that email. We're also doing classes. I'm starting classes in January, but I really would like to have some feedback about doing online classes. And we are going to do a phone intercom kind of thing. I just lost the right word for classes, psychic development and tarot classes. But I'd like to have some further feedback on what people would like, especially those people around the world that have a hard time. Maybe they live in small communities, or they're out of range and or don't have a way to get out of their home. So I'm trying to service in that respect. Tonight we're going to look at some of the major arcana cards. That's spelled A-R-C-A-N-A, major arcana. They're zero, starting with the Fool in zero. We'll do that in a minute. I really would also like to have some of your angel stories. You can send those to ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And included in the angel stories, some of the your aha moments when it came to spirit. I hesitate to say ghost stories. They're not really that, but spirit stories. Things that you kind of scratch your head and go, was that light on really or not? Just things that have happened to you. Maybe some pretty bold spirit stories. I know I've certainly heard some over the years. But here lately, I'm hearing from my reading clients, I'm hearing a lot of angel stories. Kids are waking up and seeing colors and clear outlines, and sometimes so real that they feel like they can touch out and reach out and touch a figure, and they're calling them angels. It's really been really neat to hear some of these stories, and I'd like to hear yours. So give me a call either tonight or email them in. Don't worry about grammar and all that sort of thing. I fortunately have a really good editor that can help with some of that, but certainly doesn't have to be perfect, and we don't have to change a word if you don't want us to. Worldwide, calling in 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, you now share a line, 1-888-288-4494. So, new phone numbers, chat room reminder, 7 to 8:30, going through ElaineIrelandPsychic.com website. And classes, give me some feedback on how you would like to take tarot classes. I want to do a webcam thing, too, one of these days. I thought that would be fun. We're going to look at some of the major arcana cards, angel stories, and aha stories as well. Send them in. We have psychic dates for those of you, psychic fair dates for those of you that are in the Central Texas area. The metaphysical fair here will be January the 5th and 6th, but we have a free predictions panel night on Friday night at 7:30 to 10 at the same hotel at the Radisson Hotel on Middle Fiskville Road. And then the psychic fair is January the 6th and 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, it's 10 to 6, and on Sunday, it's 11 to 6. If you sign out on Saturday, you can get back in on free for free on Sunday. And, of course, the prediction panel is free as well. If you'll check my website, I'll give you a list of the panelists and a little bit of background for them. If you happen to be in this area and you can attend, it's kind of a cool night. If you're not here, then try to find a predictions panel somewhere. I'm going to use January as a predictions month. We're going to have several psychics on doing their predictions. One night I'm planning on having three. I hope an hour is enough for all of them to share. But throughout the month, I've already booked folks that will be here with their via telephone with their predictions. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, we've talked about the psychic fair dates, and, of course, you can check all that on my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Still trying to get Elka back on and schedule. I talked to her at the psychic fair this weekend. I set the dates for Kate Braun, and she's my solstice and lady. And Kramer will, of course, be back in January and then again several times throughout the year. So I tell you that so you can have your questions ready and call in. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit. Just really feel so global with this worldwide phone number now. Just think, any place in the world, if you're hearing us, you can call in on that phone number. I'm so excited. Even though we don't have a guest tonight, we're going to have a tarot lesson, since that's my thing. And we're going to start, I want to look a little bit at religion and the spiritual side of tarot, because the tarot cards include both, but nowhere in the deck does it say the type of religion. It doesn't say Buddha, doesn't say Catholicism, it doesn't say any of that. It doesn't break it down. It's an overall term that is used throughout, especially the major arcana cards. But it also includes the word spirituality, metaphysical, psychic, in its description. And I've pulled some of the cards that I would like to go over and talk to you about them and make a little bit of a tarot lesson out of it with in mind religion and spirituality. I'd like to have your views on those two words. Call in. That would be fun. And we can have a spirited discussion. Whether you read the tarots or not, the tarot cards or not, that would be great. The Fool card is the first card of the major arcana suit. It is a zero, keeping in mind that a zero has no end, so it's a continual loop kind of thing. And it shows a figure standing on the edge of a cliff, traveling quite light, like kind of like a hobo, but well-dressed. On his stick, he has a sack, which implies that he carries with him only what he absolutely needs. And in that sack can be whatever your imagination wants to be. It can be food, it can be clothing, it can be ideas, it can be anything. He has what he needs. Holds a rose, a white rose or a white flower of some sort in the other hand, signifying peace. And he has a little white dog kind of barking and nipping at his heels. To me, that little white dog is your super subconscious, not going to let you walk off that cliff. And I mean, he is right on the edge. He's scintillating intelligence. He's an air sign. Scintillating intelligence. So that's an exciting thought, exciting way of doing things. He's the Aquarian card, ruled by Uranus. His color is yellow. And the whole background, probably three-quarters of the upper part of this card with a white sun with rays on a yellow background with a little bit of snow-capped looking mountains, and he's standing on a brown, craggy edge. Musical note is E natural. Hebrew is Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, which means oxen or strength. Health-wise, this card represents the respiratory system. If it helps you breathe, then this card can be a signal, should some of the health cards come up, that could be something that's going on. And remember, this is the first card of an adventure that's going on. Yellow is the color of strength and all kinds of energy. The sun is white, it's signaling that there's purity in his intent. For whatever needed changes, he might be taking those first steps towards. I encourage people to, I call him Mr. Adventure. He's going out and taking chances, but not careless chances. He's thought it through. He's not going to set out on the highway, as though some of us can be brave enough to do. He might have a plane reservation, that sort of thing. There's new growth on the clothing tunic that he has on, telling us that there are new things about to happen. But he's also planned. So this gentleman implies that we have control over how we handle changes. He's an adventure card. So if we turn our attitude to the positive side of the changes, things will be much, much easier to adjust to. Maybe they're intentional, maybe they're not, the changes. This is a person that often walks to a different drummer. He's ready to take on a different thought or a way of doing things. He's not afraid to try new things. There's no fear when he makes up his mind to do something. He just simply makes his plans and off he goes. That doesn't mean he's obnoxious. It doesn't mean he just turns around and gloats and says, I'm on my way and you can't come. Not at all. He might turn around and say, you want to come with me? Come on, share the load. The trick to this card is to not behave in a careless manner. The little dog is down there, and that says that he'll protect the current or the person expressing these energies, but that doesn't mean we have to make it especially difficult for our subconscious or our super subconscious to do that. And sometimes this little white dog will represent also a person or an idea that is meant to be helpful to us, especially since there's an air of risk in any originality or any new thought that has not been explored yet. So we have the unexpected with this card. Sometimes we're not welcoming changes, so we need to look around to the other cards to see if this change is because of relationships, business changes, what other challenges are there. I've had this card show up for divorces, new relationships, career changes, that sort of thing. The Fool appears when folks are reevaluating their spiritual or religious beliefs, and that's one of the reasons why I chose this card, since I wanted to talk about those two things tonight. Excuse me. And we look at the Hierophant and the Hermit card, which we'll do. If those two cards are present, you know that this person is doing some deep, deep soul searching. I've had this card show up for people that are getting ready to go on a spiritual quest or maybe enter a monastery or an educationally religious situation. Otherwise, on a lighter note, and maybe it's not always so light, maybe they need to reacquaint themselves with long-lost friends or family members. Maybe they should revisit favorite old haunts. I've had this card show up for people who like the Alcoholic Anonymous, where their creed says that they need to go back and say apologies and that sort of thing, coming out of rehabs of whatever, or just finally figuring out that's what they need to do. This card's come up for that, because that is a new adventure, and they are doing soul searching. Whatever it is or whatever they do, this will help to create a new sense of life for your card or for you if it's your card. You can be guaranteed that they'll look at life in a different way, usually for the better. It's not a promise, but usually for the better. If it comes up in reverse, whatever was expected is probably not going to come out of this journey. Doesn't mean they shouldn't take it. It doesn't mean that the hopes shouldn't be there. The effort shouldn't be there. just something to not be disappointed, because we all know that sometimes people don't accept our apologies. Sometimes the changes that we're going through are not really what we want to do in our hearts, but we need to do it. And we need to finish the goal. We need to go ahead and do it. It's like getting a college degree or finishing a piece of art that you started a long time ago. Writing a book, whatever. Look around for craft cards and see if that's part of their journey. Because we all know that digging into our creative abilities often is a journey within itself. And I've had that little effort show up with our big effort show up as represented by the Fool card. You have to be careful not to risk wasting one's energies on projects that are not beneficial to yourself, especially one that the current is not likely to get some reward or recognition for. Now remember, that's if the card is in reverse. Again, it still doesn't mean that you don't need to do it or the current doesn't need to do it. This card will also show up as a loss, as representing the loss of a child, usually through abortion or in the early stages of pregnancy due to some other risk. If there are any medical cards that are in reverse, it's a good sign that there could be more difficulties when that person is pregnant or getting pregnant. It's especially true if the Empress is in reverse in the layout. Above all, be sure that the actions are not taken out of a need for revenge or because of a need to cause someone pain. Remember that karma is all about what karma is all about. It will come back to the current tenfold, whether it's negative or positive. And I've seen people do things like out of a divorce or a bad financial situation, this card will come up warning the current that somebody's actions after the fact could be harmful, either to the person or to them. So just keep that in mind when you're discussing the Fool card. The Fool card is the original card, the original step, the journey card. And remember we talked about a moment ago the Hierophant and the Hermit card. They're coming up. We'll look at those. Your second card, which is actually the number one card, is the Magician card. Then we go into the High Priestess. We're going to talk about the High Priestess, too, because she is exactly that. She's a combination of spirituality and religion. She is a uniting intelligence. She's bringing together two, not opposites, but two theories, two ideas. She's bringing together organized religion and spirituality and the knowledge of ancient knowledge, such as tarot, astrology, rune stones, those sorts of things. The High Priestess sits on a throne. She has two columns, one on her left, as you look at the card, that is black and it has a bee on it. The other one on the right will either show in some decks as white, pink, or gray, shades of any of those numbers, any of those colors, and it has a J, Baba Java. She sits there with a crown with a full moon or what looks like a crystal ball sitting in the middle of it, draped across her chest in very nice, flowy way robes. She has a cross right across her chest and in her lap, gently holding a scroll. You can barely see T-O-R-A, Torah, the Torah scrolls, with her robes that go down across her legs, and they look like they turn into water. Suggesting spirituality, because water is the mode of spirituality. Her colors are blue, which again speaks of spirituality, and white and grays. Gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. At her feet, she has a sliver of a moon being open in what looks like the fabric or the water running through it. She's the High Priestess. She's Cancer. She's ruled by the moon. She's Cancer. Her color is blue. She's G-sharp. She is the number two card. Gimel, G-I-M-E-L, it means a camel. Well, we all know the camel carries lots of water to get across the desert. She holds emotions. She talks about the cells of the body. She talks about pregnancy. Now, remember, pregnancy is not just a physical thing. Pregnancy is a spiritual thing, an emotional thing, a mental thing. Pregnancy also denotes the beginnings of new ideas. We talk about, what is the term? A think tank, as being where things are brewed, where things are put together and becoming a thing. The division between black and white is reflected in this card. One pillar has a B for Bhava, the other pillar a J for Java, black and white. But no solution, excuse me, is completely black or white. That's why it's gray, because gray brings together a little bit of black and a little bit of white, and you have that wisdom there. This card encourages compromise. Shown as gray for the color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. She sits on a throne, and she expresses balance, telepathy, the subconscious, femininity. The high priestess wears a cross and holds the Torah scrolls. Now, T-O-R-A, Torah, that implies the Jewish. Many, you'll see card decks that have T-A-R-O-T, the Torah scrolls, which also signifies hidden knowledge. And again, trying to combine belief systems and methods of spiritual growth. I wanted to talk about spirituality and religion. So that sentence is very important. Again, trying to combine belief systems and methods of spiritual growth. Very important. Her watery robes, and they do look watery, speak to the emotional quest that we all experience at some point in our lives. This card can show up for a man or a woman. It also is a very psychic card. This card implies they're growing psychically. So I would encourage that person to continue the quest, both as a spiritual being and a psychic. Also, if you have the Strength card or the Empress, excuse me, there's the possibility of pregnancy. What kind of pregnancy? A human being or a business? What kind of pregnancy? If this card is in reverse, there's a challenge to the intent that this person has for their own growth, be it in the church or a daily intent to be a better person. That's an important sentence. It's a challenge to the intent that this person has for their growth, be it in the church or a daily intent to be a better person. I always ask if there's been a recent loss in the family. I know that's a little off subject, but I always ask. She will show up in reverse for a person that has recently left the church, such as a priest or a nun, or someone who's been disillusioned by religion in general. She doesn't come up as often as she used to for that, and I think that's interesting. She doesn't come up quite as often for someone who's either left the church or who has challenges or feels they've been disillusioned. I don't know what's going on in your life, but the people that I read for and in my own church going, because I do try to go to church on a regular basis for a number of reasons, but I'm not seeing as many people leave the church. What I'm seeing and hearing is people trying to find a way to work out their differences because they're in church. And I say work out their differences within themselves sometimes, because I hear people in even casual conversation at our church disagree with a theory or an idea or even the way something has been interpreted in a sermon or something, or even just in conversation. People seem to be more willing to stay and examine the written words and the theories these days than they have been, say, in the 70s and 80s. They would just walk away, which I think is interesting. Okay, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this tonight. We're coming up on a holiday that, it's a Christian holiday, but many people observe it to some degree. I have my Jewish friends that put up Christmas trees, but they still celebrate. Their intent for the tree is different than our intent. I have other religious denominations among my friends that allow us and even send Christmas cards and wish us Merry Christmas in many ways, and yet they still maintain their belief system. They just are willing to honor. I heard the story last couple of years, and all of a sudden I can't remember this wonderful musician's name. Kenny, he plays the clarinet. Oh, somebody call me and tell me I'm not wrong. He's a Jewish man, wonderful musician, just a beautiful musician. He went to his rabbi and asked permission and open discussion about recording songs that are typically Christian, a Christmas album as such, which he has done just in the last couple of years. And his Jewish following evidently has not been offended by it, but he didn't want to offend his church. So he got, quote-unquote, talked about it, got permission, and has done that. I think most or all of the proceeds go to charity, which probably is something that they worked out. But the idea is here's a Jewish man honoring the Christian belief system, whether it's a serious religious song or a lighthearted one, like Chestnuts on the Open Fire kind of thing. But he did a beautiful job in honor of another group's belief systems. So with this card in reverse, the High Priestess in reverse, you might want to bring that up and discuss the possibilities of that person's intentions, or ask what else is happening in their life in that respect. Okay, going on to the Hierophant. The Hierophant shows another male figure, very popish looking, sitting on a throne, and he holds up two fingers, and then in the other hand he holds a cross with a staff with three crossings. It looks like the Trinity. His general meaning, he is the fifth card, and his general meaning is triumph and eternal intelligence. Every one of these cards have had the word intelligence. Because when you stop and think about it, it is the I call them the highbrows, the very well-educated men and women in the church. Even some of them say, you know, if you stop and think about it, we're asked to believe in an invisible thing. And that's true. So there has to be a balance of logic and mystery, the mysteries of Christ, the mysteries of the church, and faith in believing. Other religions have the same issue. They've never seen what they believe in. They have faith because of other symbols and absolutes that they believe in. Astrologically, Taurus, he's ruled by Venus. Now, isn't that interesting? Taurus, the bull, ruled by Venus, the love. I love that dichotomy. Color is reddish-orange. In this particular deck of cards, the Rider-Waite deck, his robing is very bright red. And even on the white strip down the front, he has three crosses. The Trinity. He sits on a throne with his feet peeking out from under his robe with two white slippers. On an orange, his feet is sitting on what looks like a chest with crossed keys. And on the right and on the left you see the backs of what look like male figures that are either balding or have a little cap on their head, implying priest. His musical note is C-sharp. He's the fifth card in the Major Arcana, Hebrew, and you'll see this spelled several different ways, V-A-U-V-A-W-N-A-I-N. It means to join together, and there are two figures plus a third. That's three. The number three is the fruition number, but the two, of course, to join together. Health-wise, we're talking about ears and the lower jaw. There are two columns behind him that are both gray, wisdom, knowledge, and experience. The orange, of course, is the active energy. The keys on this deck are yellow, which is another form of energy. And his red, I call the red the kick-in-the-butt color. Let's go. Let's get this done. I call him Mr. Religion. He could be the Pope. He is called not only the Hierophant, but down at the bottom, the words could say the Pope, the Papas, P-A-P-U-S, among other things. Anything that implies father. Whatever he calls himself, his belief cannot be shaken or questioned. It's absolute. It is absolute. This card often shows up for priests, nuns, and other religious figures often, which I think is interesting. I have this card show up more for nuns than I do the high priestess. I don't know whether that's a subconscious split or not in maybe people thinking about the high priestess as being something more Wiccan or magical than absolute church theory and so forth. The card talks to the basic teachings of any church, regardless of religion. This is not just a Catholicism. This is not Baptist. This is not Buddhist. This is any religion. But it does admit to the fact that spirituality has played a part in cementing the now blind belief that this person lives by. I just talked about belief and faith, and that's what this person is. When you have this come up, they are solid in cement. They're not wavering. And that's not a bad thing, unless it borders on being stubborn and idiotic. But they're also willing to look at other things. You can look at the two figures at their feet, and they have yellow, what looks like a Y, and those are victory stripes. They look like they're part of the robes. They symbolize the joining of present life and past life lessons in regard to the church and spirituality. The three crosses on the Hierophant's robe talk to the Trinity. His fingers are in the victory sign. The keys on the box beneath his feet suggest that he has control of hidden knowledge, but is willing, even anxious, to share that precious knowledge with others. Now, you have to remember, the church does share, but there's a reason why the word preach is in there. The word preach is exactly that. I'm going to tell you something, and you're going to listen, and you're going to believe it. That was the old days. Today's it's not quite like that. And even some churches have gotten away from that kind of hell and brimstone because they realize that it turns some people off and they're never going to come back. But with this card, that person is so solid in their belief, but they're open enough to share the secrets. That's what it's all about. The number 5 is all about fulfillment, so it's the fifth number. So the quorant can expect that in all areas. They're going to get it back. They're going to give, and they're going to get. They're going to truly, truly share. This is also a marriage card. It's I'm going to go stand in front of somebody, and I'm going to get married. But we have to think about there are all kinds of marriages. There's this wonderful commitment where people live together and don't do the legal and religious thing, but they're still married in their heart. It's also business relationships, family, and casual energy. You know, some people live together forever and they consider themselves married, as well as to let's go stand in front of somebody and say, let them pronounce us as marriage. In reverse, this person can and will have nothing to do with organized religion or even look at the word spirituality. It's just not there. I have to say, well, at least not yet. Depending on other cards around it. An outside source perhaps is confusing the quorant. This could be on purpose, or maybe just because the quorant's not ready to understand the lessons offered. We've all seen that. We've all seen the one kid in the family that won't go to church. They reach a certain age, and they're not going anymore for whatever reason. We've seen people change religions because what they were brought up with, or maybe even as an adult experienced, just suddenly doesn't fit their belief system anymore. There's a resurgence of Catholicism, where back in the 80s and 90s, people were leaving the Catholic Church by droves, maybe even back in the 70s. But now we're seeing a resurgence of that. So, especially among young people, and I'm hearing the same thing with other religions as well, so people are popping in where they feel like they're needed. And some people don't have to go to church. I can say for years, I never stepped foot in front of a church unless it was an occasion, a wedding, a funeral, baptism, occasion, because I had a hard time with what they taught. I was brought up Baptist, and even at the ripe age of 8 and 9, I questioned that because of experiences otherworldly experiences that I was having. So, but yet I still believe in a, call it a supreme being. So you have to find what fits, and I'm not saying you should find what's easy. You find a space that you can experience whatever you believe in and make sure you don't hurt each other. And I think every religion has some form of the Ten Commandments. I figure if we can live by half of them every single day, we're doing pretty good, because they're not all easy, and we are human. So whatever your religion is, if you have one, if you don't go to an organized religion and you're still treating people great, my hat's off to you. But in reverse, this is the opposite of commitment for this. And sometimes it means we're not getting married. You know, I've had to tell men and women both, I don't think this is religion. I don't think that this relationship is going to go to church. I don't think you're going to get married to this person. I've had it come up for business dealings. This is not a partner you want to be married to. This is not a business that is that healthy for you. Okay, global. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit. And we're talking about spirit and religion, spirituality and religion tonight. You know that this is bbsradio.com. Our worldwide number is 877-489-6350. And our Canadian and American call-in number is 1-888-288-4494. Canada and the U.S., you share a phone number now, 1-888-288-4494. Still would love to have that Canadian number. And now that I find out that we have a worldwide number, I would love to start collecting countries and making a list of the countries that call in and the nice folks and belief systems that we have around the world. I would love to discuss them with you. Would love it, would love it, would love it. So please call in. We're going to look at the Hermit card. Now, I tell everybody when he lays down that the Hermit card is the father of all esoteric studies. He's there to guide you, to protect you, to provide a light on your path. And the card is a simple colored card. It only has about four colors on it, gray. Some decks have a totally gray background. This one happens to have a blue-gray background with a man with a long white beard looking very, very, very wise with a lamp in his hand providing light and a staff, but he's standing perfectly still on what looks like mountain peaks, snowy mountain peaks. He's being very still, and he's looking down. His number is number 9, the number of completion. The general meaning for the Hermit card is intelligence of will, complete inspiration. Where am I going? He's Virgo, ruled by Mercury. He's green for energy of healing, which I think is interesting since there is no green on this card. None. His musical note is F natural. He's a number 9. The Hebrew meaning for this card is, and I always say this wrong, Yod, Y-O-D, hand or large intestine. Health, sense of touch, ulcers, nervous system, gallbladder, reproductive organs. This, I've only seen one deck that had a female, obvious female. The rest of them all tend to have the white bearded, some version of the wise looking person. Tall and strong, he provides light on your path. His gray is a reminder of his vast wisdom and knowledge, because gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. He's a father of all esoteric studies. And although his specialty is the ancient knowledge found in the tarot cards, he provides the light on the path as he shares all ancient knowledge without doubt, without question, to those who ask him for it. You've got to ask. You've got to say, I want to learn. And then you take a step forward and you find a teacher, even if it's just buying a book in a store, about your chosen ancient subject, astrology, numerology, runes. I've gone down the list before. He'll never push you or pull you to learn anything that you're not ready for or cannot teach to someone else as you travel down your chosen spiritual path. Gosh, a lot of our learning is meant to be shared with someone else. Even if it's a simple comment over a cup of coffee, it can be a real aha moment for that person. And I find it sad when I find people studying in secret because either religiously or culturally, or maybe they don't have the self-confidence to say, I'm really interested in this subject. Maybe they think people will laugh at them or call them a fool, or they'll be an outcast of some sort. And believe me, that does happen. I find it sad. So he will never push or pull you to learn anything that you are not ready for or cannot teach to someone else as you travel your chosen spiritual path. Doesn't mean that everybody has to be on your path, but he is your guide. He is there to help you. He might come to you in dream form and tell you the name of a book or pique your curiosity about something. Kind of can conjole you down the path, too, but not until you're ready. It encourages the study of whatever organized religion the Quarant is interested in, as well as metaphysical subjects. And I can't tell you how many times I've had people say, I can't talk to anybody at church about, I don't want anybody at church to know I'm coming to a psychic. All of that. But he's there to help you understand those things and learn from them. Even learn from the difficulty of the journey itself, what it takes, the courage that it takes to do both, take care of your religious belief as well as your spiritual belief. Call me and tell me what you think the difference is between those two things. He carries the number 9. It's the number of completion, so we're ready to start another level of knowledge. There's a new beginning at every ending. Please hear me when I say that. There is a new beginning at every ending. This card tells us that the Quarant is about to start on another part of their journey, of their spiritual journey. Absolutely. This time they will go inward to search for self-knowledge. When this card comes up, it comes up for new people who are just beginning, maybe just beginning to learn how to meditate, and they don't have a clue what symbols they're getting. But it also comes up for the person who, like with the Hierophant, it might be somebody going into religion based on spiritual belief systems, or somebody who's coming out, or somebody who's taking on a new subject, but it's a different path. It may be a harder and darker time for them because it is a deeper, more challenging level. And darkness doesn't always mean negativity. It just, we just can't see things very clearly all at one time. We might get a hint of light, then again, kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. In reverse, this card, this person needs to be paying more attention, particularly to opportunities for religious or spiritual learning. Opportunities are those sneaky little things that pop up that you don't expect to pop up. They're a book that falls in your lap, the cousin from Timbuktu that you didn't know got involved in something. Whatever it is, they need to pay attention to opportunity. I've had this card show up in reverse for a man about to enter the priesthood but was struggling with the final decision towards that commitment. He eventually did, but I thought it was interesting that the Hermit would show up and not the Hierophant, because the Hermit showed up because of the spiritual belief system and the human part of that person's journey, that man's journey. I think the Hierophant didn't show up because it wasn't religious that he was questioning. He had an extreme belief, but he also had to have a spiritual belief and the blind faith and the human commitment to do the priesthood, which he did, by the way. But I thought it was interesting how even the cards split that up. In reverse, I think it's interesting that I have found this card to suggest that the Quarant has quite a gift of wisdom, and they're not using it when the card is in reverse. Wisdom, sharing that fabulous thing called wisdom. We're going to look at the Moon card next. We skipped a card, but I'll go back and and get that. I apologize for having skipped it, but we will get there. The moon card, again, here's this word intelligence, corporal intelligence. Astrologically, it's Pisces ruled by the Neptune. Its color is violet-red, which is another interesting thing. There is no violet-red, no little bit of lavender, but no red on this card in this deck. There may be in other decks, but not in the Rider-Waite deck. The musical note is Be Natural. The card number is 10, 15, 16, 17, 18. Now, isn't that interesting? It adds up to 9, another completion number, which is also a beginning. Numerologically, it's the number 29. Hebrew, it's QOPH. It means the head, especially the back of the head. Health-wise, it talks about sleepwalking, being in a coma, with your feet issues, cancer, stomach, blood, drugs, and ulcers. Ow, all that stuff. The moon is in 3 parts, in the middle of the card, on a bluish background in this deck. Bright yellow with rays coming out of it, and it has a sliver that represents the super subconscious behind the back part of the head of the consciousness with closed eyes, and then the subconscious, and then, of course, you've got your conscious part in front of that. It has 2 towers. It has a trail, a twisty little trail coming up out of the water, which shows what looks like a lobster-looking thing, and some people say the hounds of hell are protecting that path. And it shows kind of yellowy green on the path, which can be healing and energetic all at the same time, out of water. I think it's interesting that the back part of the card, the horizon part, all blends into what looks like blue land as well as the blue sky between the Twin Towers of Wisdom. And with this, I always remind people that there is also a major arcana card called Tower. And this is the Twin Towers of Wisdom. The moon with its 3 sections hangs in a blue sky, anticipating the arrival of our traveler. Of course, blue is the color of mental endeavors, mental energy. Even though this is a Pisces card, which is very spiritual and very psychically developed, the sliver of the moon represents the super subconscious. The face with the closed eyes represents the subconscious, and the space in the front represents the consciousness. Yes, this is stuff I've written. There's a blending of all 3 of these in the person approaching the path out of the water. There are little things called, they look like leaves falling in the sky, and those are called heods, H-E-O-D-S. You'll see them on several cards. And remember that the heod is another word for God. As we know, there is protection for this person, which is really good. So no matter how tough things get, they've got, let's say, the hounds of hell protecting them and escorting them, but they've also got the protection of whatever they believe their God to be. The Twin Towers in the background let us know that decisions will have to be made once the traveler reached the point of accomplishment, which is whatever they've set up for their accomplishment. They will need to decide how to use their newfound wisdom and courage, and this is where you get into sharing your knowledge, sharing your experiences with other people, maybe new travelers. One thing that I've noticed is if I've been doing some readings for somebody or one of my friends, all of a sudden has an aha moment and they start developing very quickly. Instinctively, they'll not only look for a mentor, physical mentor, but they'll find people that are also about on that level and they clan together. I think that's wonderful. The problem with that can be that it can be kind of like the blind leading the blind, and you can get into trouble if you don't have a mentor to help you, whatever that means. But all of that is in place. That's all part of the learning process. So for those of us that have taught for a while, we kind of have to stand back and not necessarily let them stumble, but stumble, and then that creates questions for either their guides to answer for them if they've got a real clear communication, or to finally turn around and ask the opinion, not necessarily the advice, the opinion of somebody who's already been down that path. Okay. They will need to decide how to use their newfound wisdom and courage. That also means, am I going to go professional with this, or is this just going to be a very personal, very private journey for me to have and knowledge, and I'll share it as I can. We'll notice that the yellow path is elevated into the mountains, telling us that they are indeed moving upward with increased energy. The two jackals at the beginning of the path are both protectors, but because of the subtle dualities of the moon, they could try to get in the way and cause confusion for the soul. It's important because not every path is going to be an easy path. And sometimes you stumble, and sometimes you just sit down for a while. I think we all grow even in what we may think is a sit-down period. I think I mentioned a long time ago that when I feel stagnated, I teach a class because inevitably one of the people in the class will ask a question and I'll go, aha, that's where I need to go. So we learn from each other. Another indicator of the interference is the crawfish coming out of the blue water or lobster or whatever it is. Here we have a figure rising out of what should be a spiritual energy, but can mean that outside influences would try to divert attention from this wonderful new path, all the time pretending to be supportive or protective. And that can translate to the husband or the wife who pretends to be interested in caring, but in some ways, oh, the books get lost, they get thrown away, or somehow the meeting never gets, we don't get to the meeting because of family issues. Sometimes things get in the way. If the high priestess, the hermit, and or the hierophant is in the layout, this soul is indeed in mighty company. I call that quite a little triangle. Actually, it's quite a little, the number four, when you have the high priestess, the hermit, the hierophant, and the moon card. That's the basis. That's like the four corners of growth. So these spirits are keeping a pre-birth promise of guidance and protection for the soul of your quarant or for you as it follows the agreed upon path. People ask me every now and then, why did I have to be 50 years old to figure this out? Why did I have to be 75 before I really realized what the word spirituality meant? Well, they probably knew it all along. It was a matter of admitting that they knew it and having to recognize that knowledge, then suddenly you have to do something with it. That's scary for some people. So it's the agreed upon, the pre-birth promise of guidance and protection for the soul as it follows the agreed upon path is also timing. Everything has perfect timing. We'll do it when we're ready. And if 60 to 70 to 80 is when we're ready, then that's when we'll do it. And we'll learn quickly and we'll share before we exit. Sometimes you grow up with it. And that's okay, too. They have no choice but to learn fast. It has given them a lot of soul searching. It's taken them a lot of soul searching to get to this point. Once you get to the point, then you have to admit it, and then you have to then you go forward with it. It's owning it. It's owning the fact that you want the knowledge. So the work really begins once you do that. Transformation's happening whether you like it or not. And sometimes you feel like you're being pulled and you're along for the ride, but keep in mind the hermit is there to guide your path. In reverse, they're doing what they should be doing, but the universe is scolding them for not being committed to the process. There's great fear in their hearts for what they know lies ahead, and they're having a very difficult time starting. Maybe they just need a gentle nudge in a less threatening direction, or encouragement to take baby steps first. It's kind of going down the path, screaming and fighting, but you agreed, so at some point, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. And if you don't do it this lifetime, you will do it another. It's going to happen no matter what. The card that I skipped over a while ago was the Magician. And I think that's especially important for for looking at spirituality and religion, because it holds everything on its table. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit on bbsradio.com, and tonight we're talking about some of the major arcana cards that have to do especially with religion and spirituality. And I look at that as a duality, and sometimes in some people's minds, opposite. So I think it's worth looking at as we go into this holiday season. It won't be the last time we talk about some of that in relationship to learning the cards. Our direct numbers are worldwide, 877-489-6350. And USA and Canada, you now share the same phone number, 1-888-288-4494. You can go on site, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, for dates and other goodies that are coming up. The chat room is will be open next Tuesday night, Central Standard Time, 7 to 8:30. Come join us. It's you use your fingers to do your talking, but we do chat, and we do have a lot of fun. Last time we were on, I think I had like 14 people on, and that's been this last summer. I've taken quite a long hiatus because we had such trouble with the website. But now Pam is about 99% finished, getting it all set up again, and I'm excited about it. So it's, you have to go through ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, and the icon button is there for the chat room. You just have to push it, sign in. You don't need a password, and you're all set. You just say, hello, how are you? So I'll be on next Tuesday. Okay, let's look at the Magician card. We have a few more minutes. The Magician card is the number one. It's right behind the Fool. General meaning, intelligence of transparency. Isn't that cool? Astrology, he's Mercury ruled by Gemini. But sometimes this card is read as a Gemini and sometimes an Aries. So you have to look at other things around it. His color is yellow and his background is completely yellow. Musical note, E natural, he is the number one card. Hebrew, Beth, B-E-T-H, means a house. He's a house. Health-wise, pituitary and intestines. And it also is cautionary about your nutrition. All of the tables that you need, all of the tools are on the table. And they're representative of each one of the deck of the minor suits. The pentacle is there, which represents money. The cup is there for emotions. The sword is there for mental intelligence and how you use your brain, your attitudes included. And a wand or staff is there for how you earn your living, how the money comes in the household. All of the tools are on the table. How do we use these wonderful tools, or otherwise known as opportunities, that we've worked for? To have all of that on the table says that you're growing. Now the challenge is to make good use of all of them as you find renewed hope in all areas of your life. Okay, there's a candle in one hand. He holds up a candle in what would be in the right hand. And I just got a little love whisper in my ear. So we're going to pick this card up another night, the Magician card. Go in and find it in one of your books and read about it. But we will pick up with the Magician card next week and at least finish that. Thanks for being with me again this week. Have a great week. And as my friend Dave says, we will see you on the spiritual highway. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit. Thanks again for being with me on bbsradio.com. Have a great week. See you next Wednesday.